This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. University leaders across the country are working to come up with a new understanding of standards and guidelines surrounding sexual assault and sexual harassment. This after a new directive from U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. I talked with SIU President Randy Dunn.
You know, I think we're going to see that unfold, Jennifer, over time. So what you're referring to is a directive that was actually promulgated during the Obama administration through a letter that was sent to college and university presidents that basically indicated that the protections of Title IX under a certain federal act would be extended. And, of course, Title IX, which most listeners know, deals with gender equity. These protections were going to be extended to dealing with the investigation of things such as campus sexual assault, that there was an obligation under Title IX, as it was being interpreted by the Obama administration, for universities to take a much more aggressive and involved stance in dealing with complaints that would arise on a campus. So campuses across the country, essentially any institution taking federal aid to stay in compliance with the United States Department of Education, put in place a number of procedures and protections, requirements for investigation, for instance. We're obligated to provide advisors to students who may be victims of campus sexual assault or sexual violence. And in essence, a pretty strong support program grew out of that directive from the Obama administration now going on about 6 years ago. Well, Secretary DeVos, Secretary of Education in the Trump administration, has indicated that directive was an overreach. It was overbroad, that it was something that should have been handled as part of the regulatory process through the Code of Federal Regulations, that there was probably some abrogation of rights to someone accused under this investigatory program we created then under Title IX. So Secretary DeVos has just this last week issued guidance on a new way that we're going to be looking at Title IX to really oversee this problem and deal with this problem of campus sexual assault. So the guidance just came out Friday, I believe. We've had a chance to take a quick read of it. And we'll be looking at what we need to do procedurally at the SIU campuses to kind of ensure that we're in line with these new standards. One of the things I think you're probably going to see from that is a move to make this part of the regulatory scheme or the regulatory environment and not just based on a directive that came from a letter. The other thing for listeners to remember as we see this unfold is the fact that we do have a number of laws, protections, here in the state of Illinois that did codify in law some of the things from that 2011 letter. So you're not going to see this drastic change in Illinois. I think rather there are going to be some refinements in terms of due process protections for someone who's accused of a campus sexual assault. We're going to be looking probably at nailing down procedures somewhat more clearly so there's consistency across all the campuses and things of that nature. This may be something we have to come back and talk about again as we see what happens with this guidance we've just received.
Certainly something that's going to continue to evolve.
Yes.
I also read an interesting editorial in the Chicago Tribune recently.
Is this the one I retweeted?
It is, in fact. It is one that we've heard before. There
yes.
is this question, should higher education in Illinois move to a one system model where you have the University of Illinois system and campuses throughout the state? I wonder your reaction to this.
Well, I do know the editorial, obviously, because I did retweet it. This appeared a couple of weeks ago in the Chicago Tribune that said, now that we've done reform in the state of Illinois, or rather at least got a budget, maybe we should look at how we set up the governance system for public higher education in the state. And the premise of the editorial, the article, was that, as you say, we should have just one system, one board. Now, it didn't say it had to be U of I, but it did imply that. I do think, and I've said this generally, there is a basis for discussion a legitimate public policy question about how we organize ourselves as a state for higher education, how that very important function in the state is governed. Now, I would remind you and listeners, Jennifer, that about 22 years ago, Illinois, up until then, Illinois had had what was called the system of systems, basically four systems for the 12 universities, the University of Illinois system, SIU, Board of Regents, Board of Governors, four boards running the 12 universities. I don't necessarily like the idea of one system. That's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of students trying to be governed with one board and kind of one leadership structure. But I think it's a legitimate question to talk about whether the state should look at, for instance, three systems or four systems. Obviously, University of Illinois will grow to well over 100,000. That's a system. SIU has been a system, should stay such. Maybe it could be the case we add one institution in. And keep, you know, keep the same name, institutional accreditation, and then one other for the other. So there is no have to or must be in this. I think it's something we continue to look at in terms of governance, and also the question of how many degrees do we have and where are they, et cetera. It's a legitimate policy question.
Two big issues that definitely will continue to get some conversation, I'm sure.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you. You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.